You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. Ready to bust out a trending report. What is trending? Let's start with some, I guess this would be good news, even though there were tens of thousands of new cases of COVID and there were another 3,000 plus deaths yesterday. You're saying, well, what's the good news? They say that Americans who got vaccinated last week outnumbered new cases by 10 to 1.
Isn't that fantastic?
So there were just about 959,000 new cases. That's horrible. I mean, there were a million new cases.
Yep.
But there were just over 9 million people who got the vaccine. So
let's keep it rolling, right?
We're glad to see that.
Keep it rolling.
And there's a pediatrician who has announced that one of the positive side effects of all the quarantining and social distancing and mask wearing and staying home said almost every other virus transmitted among people has gone into hiding. In other words, all the other diseases, not all, but many other diseases have actually plummeted this year over the last year. And you and I were talking about that, Jeremy, about how we haven't caught a cold.
Flu cases are way down. They said there's this mysterious disease that kids get where it like paralyzes them and they can't figure out why and where this disease is coming from, but it's basically disappeared right now.
Yeah.
And so hopefully it just maybe kind of stomps some of this stuff out and it goes away for good.
Well, haven't we all really learned a lesson about, I mean, since we were
stay
kids,
clean.
Right? Yeah, since we were kids, you know, our parents say, wash your hands, you know, and
stay away from people.
Keep your hands out of your mouth and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's a reason, because it really does work. I know a lot
and
of people
mask
want to hear
thing,
that.
You know, the whole mask thing is helping too, obviously.
Yeah, and look how many people talk about how when even all this is over, they're going to continue to wear a mask when they go in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I could very well be one of them.
My fear is I'm wondering if this, like, a whole bunch of new stuff is going to start sprouting up that we've never heard of.
You know?
It could.
But I mean, there's new stuff all the time.
You know, but
I mean,
I wonder if
freaking
this
COVID
accelerates
is new.
It, you know?
You know?
Yeah. It's the new one.
Anyway. Here's an interesting story locally for the Mile High City. Some of you are, like Jeremy and me, are old enough to remember Villa Italia.
Yes.
Do you remember that
Absolutely.
Mall?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, it turned into Belmar Shopping Center. Did you see Belmar is undergoing foreclosure?
Oh, no.
The owner owes more than $108 million.
Ooh.
No word on what effect this is going to have on the 80 shops and restaurants in the complex. It's possible, I suppose, that we'll never notice any difference, that business will go on as usual.
Just get sold and...
But the fact that the entire Belmar Shopping Center is under foreclosure is just kind of weird.
It's weird.
Let's see, what else? Aunt Jemima Syrup has finally got its new name. It's now called Pearl Milling Company. And if you're wondering where the hell they came up with that name... That's the company that back in the 1880s actually came up with the formula and the recipe that they used to create Aunt Jemima pancake mix.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they're just naming it the company now, and a lot of companies are shifting their names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Uncle Ben's Rice is changing its name. Mrs. Butterworth's is changing. But Aunt Jemima now has a new name and a new logo.
All right.
Let's quickly talk about this remake that you and I were referencing a few minutes ago. There's always a small percentage of people who get outraged when movies are remade or rebooted. They're like, oh, there's no new ideas. There's a bit of an argument to that. And this is going to, I think, kind of ramp things up a little bit more. Now it's been announced that they are remaking The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Jer Bear?
I don't know. Is that movie relevant at all to anyone? It's 82 years old.
Well, the message is relevant.
I guess. Don't pick the apples. I don't think it's. I don't know. I guess it would be pretty cool with some new CGI effects and things like that. Maybe
the director of it, Nicole Castle. She's the one who made Watchmen. says this will be a, quote, fresh take on the Wizard of Oz.
Do you want to play the Scarecrow, the Lion, and the Tin Man?
Right.
The Lion, I think, would be The Rock. Tin Man, Will Smith. Scarecrow, okay. Ryan Reynolds. Those are my three picks.
What about Dorothy?
Dorothy, Dua Lipa.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson. Why
no,
not?
No, I guess they got to find somebody who at least kind of resembles a teenager or something.
Do they?
Because well, Dorothy is a young girl, you know? So you can't have some 40-year-old be...
Let's make her middle-aged.
Middle-aged Dorothy.
Some man did her wrong. Her kids are bugging her.
She's off to see the wizard.
She's going to click her heels and go to, wine night.
I think I'm going to repost a post that I did just like 5 or 6 years ago where I wrote about how people complain about movies being remade and rebooted and all of that, and they blame Hollywood. It's not Hollywood's fault because people vote with their wallets. And the more you keep going to see the 7th Die Hard movie or the 9th Rocky movie, or the 15th, Fast and Furious, or something like that. Hollywood has no reason to put out anything new because when they put out old and rehashed, people put down money and go watch it.
That's right.
So look in the mirror if you are upset about all this. You're the reason Hollywood keeps doing it. Because in this case, money truly does talk.
It sure does. Fast and Furious is a billion-dollar franchise.
Yeah, people are just going to keep going to see the old stuff rehashed. Same with music.
Same with everything, yeah.
With everything. All right, what else is trending?
We were talking about this. I was pondering on the air the other day, like how much money The Weeknd was going to make off of his sales from the Super Bowl. You know, he put $7 million into the halftime show. We're like, oh, he's going to make that back.
Do you have an answer now?
Well, I don't have a number, but I do have this. Music sales for his albums and songs and his entire catalog, basically up 385% since the halftime show. His entire catalog sold 36,000 copies, which was up from 7,500 copies sold the day before.
But
basically, that's
not that much.
Again, it's not that much, but it's something.
Out of 100 million people?
I want to see what that translates to in dollars. I hope those stories start coming out. This story is also saying that the Super Bowl had its lowest audience since 2007, so not that many people were watching him, I guess. I don't know. Here's another dude that supposedly made some money. The streaker. We talked about the streaker running out on the field. Now, the guy that streaked is claiming that he personally bet $50,000 on a prop bet at 15-2 odds that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl. And he's like, guess who's going to be the streaker? Me. Now, word is on the interwebs that he won $374,000, but it's not clear if he actually did it or if that's legal to do?
Yeah, there was somebody with one of the sports books who says that would never happen, that they wouldn't take that kind of prop bet. So it might just be this guy mouthing off.
It might be a hoax that's making the way around, but
I don't know.
Interesting that you make a bet that there will be a streaker and then you are the streaker.
And you're like, so I'm going to go to jail for a day.
It's an inside job. I heard it was like his bail was $1,000 or something.
Okay.
And he's still going to walk away then with $373,000.
And a police record.
Right. I think he would have put more money down then if he was going to really do this. Really rake it in. I don't know. That's something kind of
crazy
to think about.
That he sent a buddy out onto the field first to distract the security. Right.
Then he hopped and ran.
Which I got to admit, now that is smart thinking.
This is wingman.
Yeah.
Total wingman right there. The oldest person in Europe just beat the coronavirus. It's a nun in France named Lucille. She's 117, buddy.
Wow.
She beat the Rona. That's pretty cool. And have you heard about those little free library boxes that are like on the corners and people stock them with books? You take one, leave one type thing.
Mm-hmm.
A town in Michigan, instead of the books, is now doing the same thing with sleds. How fun is that? Take a sled, leave a sled, go sledding.
That's a pretty big little library box.
I think that's kind of cool. Very cool. What else do I want to tell you? There's so much stuff today. Oh, let's save the password one. Let's talk about Hooters. If you go to Hooters on Sunday, Valentine's Day, and shred a photo of your ex, they're going to give you 10 free boneless wings. You don't even have to shred a real picture, just somebody's picture, Dom. That's their gimmick. They're going to give you some free wings. Remember that dude that we worked with that every Valentine's Day he would take his wife and family to Hooters? And we were like, what are you doing, man? Well, what are you doing? It's a family tradition. Like, God, you're a,
come on, kids.
You're a pig. And real quick, here's your Fat America. Taco Bell just released 2 all-purpose seasonings in grocery stores, Dom. One's a mild seasoning and one's a hot one.
Okay.
And they describe the flavor as, they taste like Taco Bell, is the quote. But I guess it's one of those things you can put on popcorn or corn on the cob.
I'll try that.
Use it in foreplay, whatever you want to do.
Sure, why not?
All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I saw this on the news last night, and Nicole and I were sitting at the dinner table with tears in our eyes laughing at this video. A Texas lawyer accidentally turned on his cat filter during a Zoom call with a judge, and he didn't know how to turn it off. He didn't know how to stop it, and it looks like a very important meeting. And at one point, he says, quote, I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
It's so classy.
And the cat is animated. So wherever this guy is looking, the cat is looking.
And when he talks, the cat's
the
mouth
cat
moves.
Is talking. It's so funny.
My son sent that to me last night. And the one thing I noticed that's really funny is that the screen is broken up into 4 panels.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the top left panel, it says, recording of this is strictly prohibited. Which is really funny because now it's been not only been recorded, it's been shared around the world.
It's damn funny. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on our Facebook search, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.